Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant shift in India's marine fisheries landscape, a southern state has just overtaken a western powerhouse to become the country's top marine fish producer, according to the latest data from a premier research institute. First, let us look at the numbers that are making headlines. Tamil Nadu has surpassed Gujarat to become India's largest marine fish producer, with a production of 6.85 lakh tons, which is up 1% from the previous year. On the other hand, Gujarat's production declined by 15% to 6.43 lakh tons. What makes this significant is that India's total marine fish production has reached 35.7 lakh tons, which is a 3% increase from the previous year, with a retail market value of 97,702 crore rupees. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The decline in Gujarat's marine fish production can be attributed to several factors. First, Gujarat follows longer fishing ban periods in the Arabian Sea, which has resulted in an extended ban period. Second, cyclone impacts have disrupted fishing activity in the Arabian Sea. Third, overfishing pressure has led to some species stocks being under stress in Gujarat's traditional fishing grounds. And fourth, some Gujarat vessels have migrated to operate in other states' exclusive economic zones, or EEZs. It is worth pausing here to note that the exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, refers to the area extending 200 nautical miles from a country's baseline, over which it has sovereign rights for exploration and exploitation of marine resources. India's EEZ is one of the largest in the world. Now, let us turn to the institution behind this data. The Central Marine Fisheries Research Institute, or CMFRI, is the premier research institute that has released this data. CMFRI plays a crucial role in India's fisheries sector, which is an important part of the country's economy. With that background in place, let us look at India's fisheries sector in more detail. India's coastline and marine resources are significant, and the country has a large EEZ. The government has also launched several key schemes to promote the development of the fisheries sector, including the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, or PMMSY. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but rather, the total marine fish production in India has reached 35.7 lakh tons, with a retail market value of 97,702 crore rupees. Remember this number, 35.7 lakh tons. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Note this carefully. The key main keywords to focus on are CMFRI, marine fish production, Tamil Nadu being the top fish producer, Indian mackerel, PMMSY, blue economy, exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, ICA, and the distinction between inland and marine fisheries, as well as fish exports from India. In conclusion, this shift in India's marine fisheries landscape has significant implications for the country's economy and food security, and as such, it is an important topic to understand for your UPSC preparation, with its connections to the blue economy, sustainable development, and India's strategic position in the global fisheries market.